from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour two, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3:40, Broadus has Krusty's Corner, and he's going to preview the Browns' defense for you, see what the Cowboys are in for. Time now for the NFL News of the Day, and here's Wolchuk.
Well, congratulations to Caleb Williams. USC has just announced that they will be retiring his number 13. So that will be retired in the history of Trojan football lore. Good for him. Now, I did see this just because we're talking about Caleb Williams. History heavily against Caleb Williams beating the Titans in his debut
and
in the NFL.
2002?
Yeah, David Carr.
David Carr against
Cowboys.
Against
the Cowboys. So the last 15 quarterbacks to be selected number one overall have a combined record of 0-14-1. There's a damn tie in there on their first career starts. Last quarterback to win it, 0-2.
Was that Joe Burrow?
Did Burrow get the tie?
Was it Joe Burrow?
It was Kyler. Kyler Murray tied 27-27 with the Lions. And he had a heck of a game. 308 yards, a couple of touchdowns.
Burrow might have tied a game there, too, along the way.
Burrow lost 16-13 to the Chargers. So he might have tied, but it wasn't in the season opener.
Week two. Okay.
But it would be quite historic if Caleb Williams gets the win week one against the Titans. And that's, you know, two young quarterbacks. Will Levis, mayonnaise man himself, trying to bounce back. New era there in Tennessee. New head coach. Derrick Henry's gone. Let's see what happens between those two.
I wonder how many number one overall quarterback picks went into that game as a favorite, let alone a 4 or 4.5 point favorite like they are on this game.
I would highly doubt any of them.
Yeah.
Yep, I really, really would. I mean, I'm assuming David Carr was not a favorite.
Chicago's a unique number
David
one overall
David Carr should have
team.
Been a favorite that day. We were awful.
Yeah, they were.
God, we were
that
bad.
Was really a heartbreaking game.
That was so bad. We've had a lot of bad losses, but that was as bad as one.
That was atrocious, Brian. I still haven't forgiven you for that as a child. Little Wolchuk still hates you for that one.
You should.
Now, let's talk Chiefs-Ravens tonight. Chiefs are beginning their quest for the three-peat. Last five repeat champions, how have they fared in week one? We go back to 2005, New England. They knock off Randy Moss, and that time the Oakland Raiders, 30-20. 1999, the Broncos, they lost week one, 38-21 to the Miami Dolphins. The Cowboys in 94, do you remember what happened there, Brian?
No.
What knocking happened? Off the Steelers, 26-7.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking down at my phone, I thought Dak information was
that was that was Barry Switzer's first game as head coach of the Cowboys. In 90, the Niners beat the Saints 13-12, and then the Steelers got the win. So, defending champs, 4-1. In their last seasons going into the three-peat voyage. So history would say the Chiefs have a really good chance to win tonight. Travis Kelce is saying he's got at least two good seasons left in his career. My bet is
false.
He retires after this season.
I think false.
But he's saying he's got two good years left, and if you're hoping we don't get much Taylor Swift coverage, maybe hope some more. She is going to be attending the game tonight. So I don't know what you guys want to set the over-under, how many times we see Taylor Swift chilling in the box tonight. But
ooh.
2.5?
As long as they don't show Travis.
Yeah. I mean, Jason. They showed her 6 times in the 30-second NFL hype video for the season. They showed her 6 times.
Wow.
So, I mean, they'll show her 6 times in the first quarter of this game.
Good Lord.
Very, very likely.
That is insane.
I do think Travis Kelce's one of these guys, though, like the way he turned it on in the postseason. If he wanted to, he's like, yeah, he's got 2 full seasons left in him, but he's probably got like 5 or 6 postseasons if he just wants to
hang around.
I'll see you guys in December, and I'll catch all the balls on third down in the postseason.
I agree. I mean, what he did, I mean, he just turned right back into prime self as soon as the calendar hit January. It was absolutely incredible. And he can set records, I think, break Jerry Rice's records for greatest receiver all time in the history of the playoffs this year. I think he's very, very close to breaking receptions, yards, touchdowns. He might have them all by the time he decides to hang him up if they go on another three-peat run this year. Mike Tomlin told reporters Russell Wilson has calf tightness and is going to be checked out by doctors. He was limited in practice, so maybe it ends up being Justin Fields. Now, did the Steelers give Russell Wilson the kiss of death as he was voted captain for the 2024 season? Recent captains at quarterback for the Steelers.
Trubisky.
Ben Roethlisberger, 1 and done in the playoffs before retiring. Trubisky benched for Kenny Pickett, and then Kenny Pickett then traded after being a captain. So we're talking about pretty crappy quarterbacks here, but maybe Russell Wilson just falls in line here and ends up getting benched.
Yeah, I mean, we're still talking about crap quarterbacks when we're talking about Russell Wilson at this point.
At this point,
now, when are we going to get the report, like his injured finger from a couple of years ago, that he's working like 27 hours a day to get this calf figured out?
Yeah, I know. He's definitely.
I bet he's doing high knees on an airplane right now.
You're damn right he is. And I don't even know where they're playing on Sunday. I got to look that, get ready for tomorrow. Let's get to some audio here. You want the playmaker or do you want Gronk first?
I'll always go playmaker.
I agree. All right, here's Michael Irvin, the playmaker. He's getting us hyped. He's on FS1. What do you think about Dak and the Cowboys this year, Mike?
He was second in voting last year, very close to getting it last year. Dak still, I would say CeeDee Lamb is still developing as that number one. He's still learning and growing. They got young receivers that are stepping up and making plays. I know the Michael Gallups and all of those guys are gone. Absolutely. I think Dak will have an opportunity. I actually think he will win the MVP. Dak Prescott came in as a 4th-round draft pick. I always say, as much as you want to say about Dak, he's always over-delivered. He over-accomplished. He comes in 4th-round and becomes a starter. He's been a starter his whole career in Dallas. Took the job from Tony Romo. Stayed and made that fight. So I absolutely believe he will have an MVP-type season. But this is how I absolutely know he wants to be with the Dallas Cowboys, because if you know you're going to go have an MVP season and you're going to be a total free agent, you should tell your agent, don't even talk to them. Let's just wait, because I'm about to break the bank. But no, he says, go get me my money from Dallas. That's how I know he's going to be a Cowboy forever.
I think he got the personnel.
So the playmaker doesn't think Dak's going anywhere. Now, I know Bobby shared the news with us that Jory Epstein went on a podcast, and Jory very plugged in with Dak. They have a great relationship.
Very great relationship. Very great relationship.
Homies. She said she believes Dak's going to table these negotiations until next offseason.
I would believe her.
I would too. 100%. Like, I think the Cowboys are really pushing to get this thing done before the season kicks off, but I understand Dak's side of this thinking, you know what? The money's only going up. He bet on himself once, bet on him again, and if he gets hurt, I think we just saw with Kirk Cousins, who's 5 years older, he's probably still going to have a suitor out there that's willing to pay him, if it's not even Dallas.
Are you willing to gamble with 2 rookie offensive linemen if you're Dak?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I think he clearly is.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, if you were his agent, would you recommend that?
I don't think it would bother me that much. You know, I think Dak has shown there's been some patchwork offensive lines, and he's going to keep this offense humming and probably in the top 5 of scoring.
Yeah, the regular season's not an issue. Like, you know, the questions with really the entire
team. No, I don't
team.
Have any questions. I'm just talking about Kenny.
I think that's a fair question.
With two rookie offensive linemen, you're betting on yourself.
Yeah.
There's not much drop off from Biotish to Beebe. Not a ton.
I actually think you're better at center.
Yeah, I think BB's going to be better.
I don't know. Right now, day one, you're not better at offensive tackle, left tackle.
No, no.
But in week five, you could absolutely could be better at, be. Right, at left tackle.
Wow.
Now, awesome. Here was Gronk with Kay Adams, makes his weekly appearance during the NFL season up in Adams. And Gronk also coming to Dak's defense here.
Dak, I think he'll be re-signing with the Cowboys. I mean, the guy puts up numbers. It's so hard to find a franchise quarterback. Who are you going to move on to? Like, are you kidding me? The guy knows the playbook in and out. He knows the system in and out. He's been having great years. It's a team game. You know, when they lose in the playoff, it's not just the quarterback's fault. It's everyone's fault as a whole. You can't just put the blame on Dak, and everyone does because he's the quarterback of the franchise. So it's hard to find a replacement at the quarterback position, especially with the numbers that he's putting up. So I think he'll be back eventually. Just let this year play out.
I mean, they have 12 wins in 3 years straight, you allude to, but they don't, you know, Jerry wants to win the Super Bowl. He's getting, you know, there's a time's a ticking. So do you think are you saying you think Dak can do that?
I think he can possibly win a Super Bowl,
but if
you look at the big picture and you're winning every year and you're going to the playoffs every year, that's success in the NFL. Imagine getting rid of him and then they bring in another quarterback who's throwing for less yards, less touchdowns, and they don't even make the playoffs. That will sting even more. When you're already having success, you got to stick with it, especially in the NFL. Every single team that's on the top wants to win the Super Bowl, but it's the hardest thing to do in sports. So when you're winning, though, you got to keep those guys around because they're going to give you the best chance to win that Super Bowl.
Thank you, Gronk. Now, I think the pause.
Can I ask a question?
What do you think, Old Chuck?
Yeah, well, he's going to ask anyway, but yes.
No, I mean, seriously, what kind of analysis is that?
So,
I mean, she asked a legitimate question.
Uh-huh.
He really didn't give her an answer. The answers he gave about Dak and the win, I mean, that if you would, it just seems like a guy that he's not really plugged into what's going on.
No, and I agree with you.
And why have somebody on that's kind of like that? That's just going to be, you know, you're not learning anything. You know, Kay Adams is like, hey, we'll have Gronk on. Great. He's better off being, you know, funny guy than he is answering serious questions about the NFL.
But it's the personality.
I think he kind of showed a business savvy. Like, that's how the Joneses look at it. Like, this is success.
We're
putting up stats, putting on a good show on Sundays, and making the playoffs.
He said he did everything defending Dak as a quarterback.
But then
when it came time to say, do you feel like that you can win a championship with him?
That's exactly it.
He paused.
That's where we are, right?
Yeah.
Because Dak is good. Dak wins in the regular season, but that's where we are. Do you think Dak can win a Super Bowl? And he's right. It is a team game. But I've said this all offseason. It's only the quarterbacks that are measured by what do you do in the playoffs, and that's just the nature of the business.
Well, it's especially for the Dallas Cowboys.
Damn right it is. And now, I mean, we're like the NFL, the Athletic Survey, they do this every year with the agents. This is what agents said about Dak and the deal. Pay Dak, make him the highest paid quarterback in the game if he helps the Cowboys reach or win a Super Bowl this season. Another agent, yes, but I would love to see him hit free agency to see how the leverage plays out for that level of quarterback. Another agent, the issue is whether Dak is a top five quarterback. He was in the regular season, but is he a difference maker? I think Dallas is doing right by seeing what he's worth. You play it out, does it change at all this postseason? If you believe that he is a guy, then go win you a Super Bowl, you pay him. If the answer is, and you're pausing and you're Gronk there, and you're Jerry or Steven or Will McClay, and you're pausing and your immediate response is not yes, he can win a Super Bowl, you can't pay him.
Well, I think you should make the decision before you get there because this team is not going to be able to run the football very well at all. And I think once the Cowboys get in games like that, defenses have answers for what Dak does. That's, you know, the truth of what we've seen for several years now.
And the nature of the beast is, look, if they don't pay him,
they're
going to be screwed for 2 years. Your cap situation's not going to be good. But after that, you might be in a much better place as an organization. And maybe you do stink. And you're in a spot to draft your next legitimate Troy Aikman number one overall pick type quarterback.
Indeed,
I think I just wonder if the reason why they haven't got this done is Dak. What we're talking about,
I think it is, and I think Jory's saying that Dak wants to table conversations. I think it shows you Todd France and Dak's side is the one that's not really. And look, the Cowboys have gotten a lot of heat this offseason for not getting this done earlier.
Right.
I don't think they really have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, they're being the it appears that they're being the bad guys right now, not signing him, But if people like Jory, who we all trust her, if she's saying now he's going to table this, how interested then is he really to coming back to Dallas?
I wouldn't be playing it this hard if I'm Dak. If they're willing to make me the top paid guy right now, I'm very happy to sign this contract, because I think another big injury. We had the shoulder.
Well, that's
we
what
had
I was asking
calf,
about two rookie offensive linemen.
The leg, you know, sure, the Cowboys have historically just continued to pay their guys, but I think it's different if you're going to negotiate that hard. Now, Jerry might just look at the player and the agent and have nothing but respect for how amazing you negotiate it, and he wouldn't let that get personal because he knows how hard they negotiate contracts, so he might not let that be a factor at all. But, you know, if you can push it to 70, you know, I think at that point you're at risk of leaving and going to a different organization that might not be able to make the playoffs, that is going to give you very little endorsement deals. You know, I think all this talk about Dak possibly wanting to go, everywhere you go in the NFL, if you don't win as the quarterback, you are the problem. That's not unique to Dallas. Maybe it's a little bit louder in Dallas. We got a sports hodgepodge to get to. Chief, where are you taking it?
Unfortunate nicknames, unique record setters, and we have our schmuck of the week all next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next here in the nation.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. John Mashoda posting just a few minutes ago about Dak Prescott on contract talks. Says, quote, "I know both sides are working. Dak on what his feelings would be if a new contract isn't done by Sunday. People change their feelings daily. I can't say I have the same feelings that I had last week." Okay. Plot thickens. It's kind of cryptic. I'm not quite sure what to think of that. If anybody does, go ahead and jump in here. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Here's Chief with a sports hodgepodge.
What you're hearing is football knocking on that door. What you're smelling is the pigskin in the oven right now. The return of football is here. Yes. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And in honor of that, 877-881-1053, the return of the pigskin. What is your favorite pork dish? We will read them here on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text lines. Your favorite pork dish. You got one pork dish for the rest of time in honor of the pigskin being back in our lives. What say you? When you're just shout it out when you're ready. Once you feel good about your answer, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that this better be well thought out between
it's
you guys
here.
It's
not very kosher. I got to bow out of this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Although it'd be bacon.
I was about to say. Okay, Woldchuck. Don't say bacon.
You know, there's a lot of ways that I think we could go with this, and I will not be surprised if I change my mind a couple, two, three times during this segment, but I'm probably going to go with a steakhouse pork chop.
Boom. Ooh, okay. Yes.
I like that.
Like a Perry's pork chop.
Heard that Perry's pork chop's legendary.
Bone in, probably.
Bone in, 100%. The pork chop off the bone, just like pretty much all meat, off the bone, better flavor, pork chop's no different. You okay over there?
Yeah, I need to hear the question again because I was doing something.
He's working.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's doing that with the work roles and stuff. Yeah.
Give me the question.
No, he's doing a podcast right now.
Give me the question.
In honor of the pigskin being back today, what's your favorite pork dish? And you can think through that as long as you need to, and then just let me know. Like the 972 smoked pork belly burnt ends. Yes, every day for the rest of my life, guaranteed. And shout out to Hurtado getting it done in a big way when it comes to the burnt ends. Holy smokes, dude.
The perfect baby back rib is pretty much goated.
Ooh, the ribs.
Hard to disagree with that. And you're doing the party ribs on Sunday.
Yeah, probably going to do some St. Louis, I think, with that.
Back to football rib Sunday at the Dawson household. That's freaking fantastic. We got pork tenderloin coming in the 817. Carnitas tacos, slow cooked pork there in the 817. Ooh. How about some cochinita tacos coming in the 469? You got the kielbasa sausage. The versatility of that is, it speaks for itself. You have the smoked butt roast. You have the breakfast sausage. Beer braised pork belly al pastor. I mean, think about this, guys. The options are really endless.
I didn't know what to do with the breakfast porks, the sausage, the Jimmy Dean style, whether the link or the patty, and then the bacon by itself. That's kind of like a piece of it. So would you go like a bacon omelet, that just slabs of bacon?
Bacon sausage omelet.
Yeah. Ooh.
Go to meats.
I'm going bacon sausage here. Lucius, when you have your pork dish, when you're ready to pork it up, you just let us know what's your go-to.
Shoot, man, I got to stick to my roots, bro. It's going to be something you probably never heard of.
Yeah. Okay.
Hog malls. Yeah, hog malls. Just getting that season. You can eat them in the fall, usually a Thanksgiving dish, maybe around Christmas type of vibes. You don't eat it all the time because you'd run your blood pressure up, you mess around and die, might lose a foot type of vibes.
Okay.
But two times a year, I'm getting to them hog malls.
Known as pig stomach or tripe, the muscular wall of a pig's stomach that is prepared as food.
And I had some tripe in South Africa. Oh, my gosh. It was not good.
I think that's what you make the pork belly burn-ins out of.
Really?
Is that right? Wow, dude. Look at this. Okay. Now, Lucius, when you
it's
think
so
about...
It's so damn good, bro.
Okay. Does it taste better than it actually even looks sometimes,
100%.
Lucius? Okay, cool.
It tastes better than it smells, too, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it looks like it smells.
Just don't smell it.
Louisiana hot sauce, lots of onions, rice. Yeah, bro.
Looks good, man.
I'm from the country, dog.
No, you know what I mean? Hell yeah, you are.
All right.
And that's been proven true. In a huge way. Hog maw. That feels like a bet payoff situation. The more I
Google
it.
Stick it to my roots.
Look at it. Yes.
It's like haggis.
Thank you for introducing me to something haggis. New here. Ooh. Welcome back to football.
That
very educational
right?
Return to football here in the G-Bag Nation. Very exciting.
It's not chitlins.
Yeah.
It's hog maws.
Hog maws.
Hog maws.
Hog cheek is good.
Does anybody do pig's feet?
Yeah.
Hey, look, sign me up, bro, but not the ones that's in the jar pickled vibes.
Yeah.
No, I want them cooked properly by somebody's anie. You know what I mean? And I want the anie where she got the elbow fat right there.
Yeah.
And you can pinch it. She wouldn't even know.
Aunt Booby?
Aunt Booby. I don't know if Aunt Booby can cook.
Aunt Booby. Aunt Booby.
She's got other talents, apparently.
She's good at the party, though, for everybody.
Pickled pig feet sounds like maybe the most disgusting thing known to man.
No, thank you.
And for that reason, we're putting it on the Survivor payoff board, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, now that's scary. I wouldn't eat that. That's scary.
Eat some pig's feet?
Can't do that.
I think
pickled pig feet.
A pickled pig foot.
I think chicken feet are worse.
Feels like a bet payoff for the freaking ages.
Chicken feet, I think, are worse.
Wow.
It just makes it so obvious that it's a pig you're eating when you look at the feet. It would play with my head.
Hey, let the record show that the 469 says hog maws are fire.
Yeah, okay. A lot of people.
It's
I'll
a delicacy out here in these streets,
a lot of
brother.
Backing you up here, Lucius.
Yeah.
That's Lucius's phone number in there. I think he texted
me. How do you spell the mall part?
M-A-W.
Okay, M-A-W-S.
Like George.
Yeah, but you got to say it with an L. M-A-L-L-S.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When I Googled it, I spelled the M-A-L-L-S.
Yeah, that's all good. He got you there.
But it hit me with the did you mean. I clicked on it, and I was those photos are intense. Not safe for work to some extent, man. They look pretty ridiculous. We exit from football for just a brief second to acknowledge that Drew Gooden on his NBA, his basketball reference page, and the nicknames.
New nickname.
Rasheed Wallace. That felt disrespectful to me. That Pro Basketball Reference is putting Rasheed Wallace as one of his couple of nicknames for Drew Gooden.
You've seen Brock Bowers. We'll bring it back to football. Brock Bowers getting trolled pretty bad for his receding hairline.
That dude needs to come home with it.
He probably should just
pretty bad.
He needs to shave it.
Yeah, and he's
Jason Witten style.
It's full on Rex Burkhead style. Well, I love your Rex, but Rex had the same thing going on, and that was like as a senior at Plano.
Was Witten a paint?
Rex shaped
paint.
It.
What was he going with?
Witten did, yeah.
Was it paint?
When he got on TV. Yeah.
He almost nailed the sides matching the color of the top like perfectly.
The toupee, yeah.
He almost absolutely nailed it.
Or did he go for the choppy thing with
hair
choppy,
plugs?
Yeah. Hair plugs thing.
I could see him swinging through Bashara from time to time. Mm-hmm. Just getting a little re-up there. Sprinkle dinkle, some
I don't think I've ever seen
follicles.
Choppy without a hat on.
Yeah. No, he actually sleeps in it. I knocked on his door in Oxnard, mistakenly, of course. I thought it was somebody else's room. At 3 a.m.
Sure you did.
And he opened the door. He is obviously completely naked, but he was wearing that hat.
Yeah.
Wearing the hell out of it, too.
Which hat?
We have the Commanders guy. He's been fired. The guy who was calling people out. Yeah,
he got bleep canned pretty quick.
First prediction I got right this year.
Yep. Nice, dude. You're 1-0 to start the season.
Been there.
Yeah, this dude went buck wild, and he thought he was on a Hinge date. And we were talking about it yesterday. Like, man, he thought
that's
he was
an
on a
Hinge date.
That's entrapment, isn't it?
It is entrapment.
It's entrapment.
It definitely feels a little bit sleazy with the way they went about getting this. But when you hear the audio, listen to this. Okay, let's play this clip here of our guy sitting down. He thinks he's on a date, but when you get a question asked like this, okay, listen to how this question gets asked and tell me, am I on a date or am I in the hot seat?
Okay, just walk me through again your breakdown, your just description of the Commanders players.
Over 50% of our roster.
Okay, and that's when he goes on
doing
the,
way too much talking on a date, first of all. No.
That's when he goes down the everybody's racist and homophobic and everything like that. But just play that one more time, Lucius. Listen to the question and tell me, does this guy now still think he's on a random date with a random girl just wants to know this?
Okay, just walk me through again your breakdown, your just description of the Commanders players.
Over 50% of our roster.
No, and speak right into my lapel over here.
Just walk me through this.
Why does it feel like he's like dating a sideline reporter?
Yeah. You
know, she must be attractive. Yeah. And he's like, wow, this gal's really taking an interest in my career.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. She actually likes me.
Touchdown.
7 drinks later.
Well, for that, he is schmuck of the week because
so
he should have caught on to this. Walk me through breakdown. Yeah. Let's circle back here for a follow up question here on this interview date, sir. What was that about your NFL players being racist and stuff? Now, here he is.
Sorry that I'm a moron.
This is definitely not a surprise, but he worked for the Commanders. We know for their stadium to have have that reputation for at times urinating and defecating on its clientele.
Yeah.
It's not FedEx Field anymore, right? They changed the name.
Feces Field. They're leaning all the way in.
Okay.
But he listened to him say like what his job was and how he had to put a spin zone on the fans being peed on.
My job is to sell hope to the fans, right? I need them buying tickets. When there's not much hope to sell, I still gotta dig deep to find it.
Why do you think there's not much hope to sell right
because
now?
Because we had like pipes leaking sewage on our fans in the middle of the game. And I have to put out a social post saying like, it wasn't sewage water, we promised. That is state run media.
Jeez, bro.
It wasn't sewage water, okay? It was.
They're literally literally peeing on you and telling you that it's raining.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like this. I don't know. This story's crazy to me because he's saying a bunch of things that the Commanders are doing illegal, and he's the one getting fired. There should be investigations into like.
Oh, there will be.
You know,
there will be
sewage going on fans. Yeah. Seems like the health department or something. I don't know.
Did she just leak this audio? Did she sell it to somebody? And that's how we got. I would have sold this to TMZ, bro. I'm running the price up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One,
this
like,
is Good Morning America I'm selling it to.
You're right, dude.
Michael Strahan's going to talk to me about this.
Sean Van Natta.
Yeah, dude. Once she got that audio, she needed to pivot and like, hey, this is we need to go to the very top of the news-breaking food chain here.
But what did
and
she that do? She went to some silly...
Well, she works for some silly.
Yeah, she was working for him.
She literally works for SomeSilly.com.
Very silly, yeah.
SomeSilly.com.
It's really called SomeSilly.com?
Don't do that. That is a great...
Come on, bro. We trust you.
That is a great
your
name.
Your best ability is your gullibility, sir.
That's a great name for us.
SomeSilly. Yeah.
SomeSilly.com.
I think it's the O'Keefe.
And then you just F people over. yes. with you.
Like,
yeah. You voyeur on them and whatnot.
Hey, where do you work? SomeSilly.com.
Do you even put that on your resume? Like, well, what did you do in your previous job? Well, I took guys on fake dates that worked for NFL teams and got them to tell me stuff.
You're hired.
Don't really worry about that, though.
Brilliant. I love it. You're a real go-getter.
For this job.
Cooper's Pork Chop in the 817. The return of football brings all the love of the pork. We're getting a lot of menudo. We're getting a lot of other delicious things like hog maw and stuff like that.
How much of a killing was that back in the day when you'd be watching your Saturday morning cartoons and then they'd stop and menudo would come on? Did that happen to you too?
Yeah.
You guys know what we're talking about?
Nope.
No idea. They don't know Ricky Martin.
There was this boy band group. Ricky Martin was in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not menudo.
Yeah. And like you'd be enjoying your cartoons and all of a sudden it would stop and the show after that would be menudo.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my
God. Never heard of that.
Cartoons are over.
I got to get out of
here. Google it.
It's a boy band. Yeah, bro.
I bet there's a bunch of people out there that loved it. They're like, yeah, it's Menudo time. Finally. So sick of Scooby-Doo.
It's best to watch it when you're hungover. It'll cure it.
Okay, time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brian, what kind of content we got?
Yeah, you got your hands full this weekend. We'll talk about that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We have Daryl Ryder of The Fan in Cleveland coming on to talk Browns with us at 4 o'clock, then Sean Merriman at 4:20. It's a time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you, Reliant. Appreciate you guys as well. Hey, how familiar are you guys with sunglasses? The type of sunglasses, the brands? The group called Blenders?
Blenders
Sunglass Company?
Nope. Is that
Blenders Eyewear?
No, not familiar.
Haven't heard of them.
Never heard of them?
No, okay. Ray-Bans.
Well, they're the official, they have the Deion Sanders.
Coach okay. Then yes, I saw the commercial for it the other night during his game. I was like, wow.
Yeah, the Coach Prime collection?
Yeah.
Oh, well, those look awesome.
They've sold over 200,000 pairs of sunglasses. In Prime one effect. Year in the Coach Prime collection.
Yeah.
$13 million.
Good for them.
Worth of sunglasses for the Blenders, for the Coach Prime collection.
I like that.
I got to try them out.
They look
very
sharp.
Very reasonably priced.
Are they?
Under $100.
Do they look like sturdy and like if they got knocked off your face, they wouldn't break?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always worry about that because I fall down a lot.
You never know when you're going to be in an Avis parking lot.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to trip.
Wishing you had
fall.
Sturdier glasses.
I still lost that ear, but it hurts.
And sturdier legs and whatnot.
My right knee's still a little sore.
Is it?
How could it not be?
Still got some aches and pains?
A little bit. That's okay. $13 million worth of sunglasses.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot of sunglasses.
That's a lot of good sunglasses right there.
How many of those people bought them, lost them, and had to buy them again? Because isn't that just what happens with sunglasses?
I'll tell you what happens to me. Like when I didn't have the LASIK, when I had LASIK and you're getting like nice pair of sunglasses, I would lose them, sit on them. Something would happen.
You'd sit on them.
But I could like go and like go to some like a gas station and get that pair. You get the cheap sunglasses like the ZZ Top song.
Last forever.
I could throw them and they'd boomerang and come back on my face.
You try to lose them.
I would. I mean,
that, bam, there they
I
are.
I looked like an Alabama State trooper, with the mirrored kind of thing. It's crazy.
Had a lot of love for Blenders. 214, $59 at Academy. 817, Blenders started as kids' sunglasses.
Okay.
Now Dion's launching an adult line.
Okay. Can you tell me if they are polarized? Because then I can wear them to fish. Got to be able to see in the water.
Absolutely.
Got to be able to see down in that water. But anyway, Costas are the best.
I think the Coach Prime ones are more polarizing than the others.
Oh, I like what you're doing there, Dawson.
Yep.
Yeah, you're good at this. Professional.
Every now and then.
Every now and
stumbling
then.
Stumbling into something.
All right. It's Cleveland Brown defense. This defense just isn't about Myles Garrett on that edge, but I guess that's where we'll start because they've got some legitimate players here. I watched 49 sacks last night. And I was just curious. I go,
it's a weird sentence.
It's a lot of sacks for one night.
Yeah, I was watching. I watched 49.
What is that streaming on?
it was. I had my. I'll tell you later.
All right. Well, Medford's big into the Blender game as well.
Is he really?
Ask Medford about him.
Okay,
he just
cool.
said he got a new pair.
Good. But the Browns had 49 sacks last year, and I watched, which was the sixth best. I watched them all. I was just curious about Myles Garrett. He accounted for 14 of them. In those sacks, he forced four fumbles, and one of them resulted in a touchdown. He blasted Gardner Minshew in the Colts game. Minshew drops back in the end zone, and next thing you know, the ball's flying in the air, and you know it's a touchdown for the Colts.
Was that your favorite sack of the night that you saw?
Gardner's?
No. There was
one from Myles Garrett where he punishes Gardner Minshew?
I see where you're going here, but yeah. Okay.
I'm asking you a football question. Was that the most impressive one?
I was not sure what you were doing there. I was not sure.
You knew what he was doing.
I don't know why you're so unsure about talking football.
You're not talking football.
It was 49 sacks you saw.
49.
And there wasn't one that stood out above the rest?
When you picked this one, was the most impressive sack, clearly.
This is one of the better segments we have on radio, guys, and you're now hijacking it like this.
Well, the ball got lost on
that. How does it feel, right? Like,
Carter's not going to be able to post this because you clowns. And we're going to lose out on it.
This is hypocritical right here.
We're going to lose.
Everybody stand back and let Broadus give serious analysis about all 49 sacks that he saw. And don't have any fun with the sacks.
Mute button. Mute.
These are not fun sacks.
These are not fun sacks. But no, seriously. Okay.
please, Brian. Please take it away.
All right. Now I'm going to get back at you guys. You know I will.
I know you will.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm going to get back at you. Geez. Yeah, get back at you.
Bring it back to the sack.
Bring it back right to the sack. It was an all-timer. I do appreciate your effort over there. I had to say something. I had to defend myself. But Garrett, 25 of the sacks that they had lined up over, he was lined up at right defensive end. He had 10 snaps over the left defensive end, and three snaps as over the center. So we were kind of talking about, you know, this guy's going to move around. He's really a true right end, but they will move him around.
So right end on your left tackle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
That's 25, 10 for the left, and then three over the center. I thought he would be over the center much more.
I did too.
I remember, there's distinct moments where he's there and he wrecks shop, but maybe the volume isn't quite there.
Yeah. The Browns had 11 sacks where he wasn't even on the field. So when you're looking at him and his game and stuff, he is going to rush you in a lot of different ways. Where he was able to grab an advantage is right off the snap. I mean, just right off the snap.
First step quickness?
The first step. It's not the quickness. It's just he gets so much ground. He gets on blockers before they even have a chance to get out of their stance. Like there were a couple different times where blockers were, literally trying to kick to get width to get to him and still couldn't get to him. Couldn't get wide enough with him. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I just keep thinking about that line from Chief, and it keeps cracking me up. I'm sorry.
The sacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Chief.
I'll keep my mic off. Sorry.
Oh, no. But, it's okay. Don't worry about it. But the thing about it is when you look at...
it's about time we urinate on one of his segments, no?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
I don't urinate on all your segments, right?
No, usually give me at least one good...
One good one, yeah.
Urine-free segment of the day.
But anyway.
FedEx Field.
But yeah, you're gonna look with him the way he's able to get off the snap, the way he's able to like break down these blockers. They've got Za'Darius Smith too as an edge, and then Cora Mora, also at linebacker. Owonku is the other defensive end you're gonna have to deal with in this game.
How much does how much moving around is Cora Mora doing? Is he like one of these Swiss Army knives? Like, is he a safety linebacker kind of dude?
He's a hybrid player.
He's their best tackler in the run game, is what he is. And so what happens is when you put him in space, he's gonna be all over the field. They use him as a blitzer. He had 3.5 sacks as a blitzer. In 2023, he's a really, really good run player. I think that's where he does the best. I was watching the 53 tackles that he had. They had 291 run plays when he was on the field. He had 53 tackles.
He just covers so much ground.
He's just all over the
field.
He's
a freak.
Yeah, he's all over the field.
That was one the NFL missed. They let him slide.
Second round, though.
Yeah.
Second round player. But the key for these guys too is their secondary, and I think it's a solid secondary. When you start to talk about Martin Emerson is in the secondary,
yeah, underrated dude.
I love Greg Newsome coming out of Northwestern. Big fan of his.
Denzel Ward as well. This crew, they're the starters with Delpit and Thornhill at the safeties. I think where you can take advantage of these guys might be at the safety spot. It's going to be tough because what happens is they play a lot of man coverage on early downs. So like the first and second down, if you're thinking about throwing the ball, you're going to get heavy man coverage. You get to later downs, they play more zone, and they just sick that rush on you, is what they do.
So blitzing dudes.
They think that the rush could get home before you can get the ball out. So if you're going to get them, you've got to get them early. Excuse me, you got to get them, I think, late downs because they play more zone coverage in that way.
This is Jim Schwartz. Was he still doing a lot of that wide nine type of stuff was doing in Philly?
Oh, he's but that's the thing about it. He's got a guy that plays in that wide nine that covers that ground.
It's unreal.
So yeah. But the Browns, you know, they are really, really good, like I said, in man coverage. Like they only allow like a 46% completion rate. When they play man coverage, and the third lowest yards per pass attempt at 5.6 was a number that I pulled up when I was watching them. But like I say, early downs, very, very man coverage heavy, 38%. That's the second highest in the league. But on third down, they only use man coverage 39% of the time. So they go away, which was only 19%. So again, early downs for these guys, you got to be aware of that. The something that might help you in this game is that Dak Prescott did have the highest completion percentage and the second most yards per attempt versus teams that played man coverage. So that's something you can kind of keep an eye on as well. But the Browns were one of the best teams in the league when it came to third down defense, but one of the worst and bottom of the league in red zone. So if you get into the red zone on them, they tend to struggle. And I watched all their touchdowns that they gave up in the red zone. And a lot of it had to do with not some coverage problems, but the fact that they don't tackle particularly well, which is surprising to me. They get down there and teams, I'm not talking about like tight red zone, like 4 or 5 yards away. Like teams were getting in like the 16, 17 yard line and able to like run it in or throw it in. Yeah, a chunk run or a chunk play where their safeties missed a tackle or a linebacker missed a tackle. But they were a team last year that was a little bit susceptible to problems in the red zone for them, but on defense in the field on third down they were one of the best. So it's kind of one of those things, you're like, damn, how can you be so good on red zone on third down defense but so bad in the red zone?
Yeah, it's weird.
The tackling was not good at all. So maybe Dallas could take advantage of that, but they're, like I say, you're going to have to deal with this pass rush. You're going to have to deal with a linebacker that plays really good in the run with Cora Mora. And then these three corners all play pretty well. But like I said, try and get them when they're not in man coverage. That's when teams have had a little bit more success against them.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant. Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, will give us the local perspective on this Browns team as week one approaches next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.